now, without further ado,
it's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
She doesn't even go here.
Game for you.
Woohoo! Game time. Let's play a game.
It is game time. Same name game. Who would you bang?
Ooh, I like this. Can I keep dancing?
Sure. So I'm going to give you four actors.
Okay.
You got to tell me which one you're taking home.
All right. That's good. I
should know the answer to all this already, but
I might surprise you. I feel like, you know, once you turn 40, your taste in men kind of changes.
Mm-hmm. Not you.
Not me. No. Okay, fine.
No, I think it's going to be easy to pick this one for you. Four Chrises. Which one you taking home?
Okay.
Helmsworth, Evans, Pine, Pratt.
You know that I think Chris Hemsworth is the most beautiful man on the planet. There's nobody that is as handsome as he is. Plus, he's like a good guy, a great dad, a fabulous husband. That body is ridiculous. Yeah, no. I will choose Chris Hemsworth over my own family.
45% said Chris Evans.
They can have him. That's fine. You girls take Chris Evans and tear him apart limb from limb. I'm taking Hemsworth home.
All right. I have to pick one Emma.
Okay.
You got to tell me which one I'm going to pick.
Okay.
Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Watson. Thompson.
I can rule out Thompson. She's not your type.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Roberts, Stone. I'm thinking Emma Stone is more most your type.
I'm picking Emma Stone. Roberts is a close second.
I was going to say Roberts was my second choice, but I don't know. She's one of these girls that her personality makes her a little more attractive, and the fact that she does her hair good and wears cute outfits, I don't think she's all that attractive. And remember, there was some rumors that she was beating her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
Evan Peters.
No, I didn't know that. Okay, so yeah. I'm not picking her at all. Emma Stone, number one, 34%. Emma Watson, 31%, so real close.
Okay.
Roberts only got 6%. Okay, you got to pick Orion. You got to pick Reynolds, Gosling, Seacrest, Felipe.
Seacrest, out!
Ooh. You threw me a little wrench in there, huh?
Yeah, so you got Reynolds, who's Deadpool.
I think Reynolds. I mean, look, how do you not fuck Deadpool? Come on, Deadpool.
You're fucking Deadpool over Gosling and Felipe.
Yeah, and, you know, Ryan Seacrest is a radio guy like us, so I'm not fucking a radio guy. 100%. Right. Yeah, 100% Ryan Reynolds.
Seacrest, out!
Wow, Seacrest even beat Felipe. But Ryan Reynolds, number one, 76%. Now I have to pick a Jennifer. Should I even go down the list?
I know it's going to be Aniston, but who just okay, it's Aniston because you feel the same way about Jennifer Aniston that I do about Chris Hemsworth. There's nobody else in the world but
that
Jennifer
even comes
Aniston.
Close. No.
Yeah.
They have Hudson, Aniston, Lawrence, Gardner.
Wow, so no Lopez?
No.
No Connolly?
No, it's only four. So they picked four. They pick Hudson, Lawrence, Gardner, or Aniston.
I think, don't take this the wrong way, but I think Jennifer Hudson's too smart for you. And I think she's too successful. I think that she would have more needs in bed than you are capable of.
Yeah. And it couldn't be with Jennifer Lawrence because the last name.
Last name is Lawrence. Yeah.
If I accidentally saw her driver's license while I was in bed with her, I would throw up nonstop.
Yeah. Cousin Jennifer.
So, yeah, I can't do that. Okay. You got to pick a Tom.
Okay.
You got to pick Holland,
mm-hmm.
Hanks,
mm-hmm.
Hardy, or Cruise.
Oh, definitely not Cruise.
Okay, taking Cruise out.
No, I don't. Yeah, he's a little creepy to me.
So Holland's a little too young for you.
Holland's too young for me.
So you got to go Hanks or Hardy.
It's got to be Hardy because Hanks is too daddy. Like, I'm not into the daddy thing. Like, it would be like having sex with somebody's father. Even though Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks and like, mm-hmm. hello. But I just feel like, I don't know, he's become too much like he's too zaddy. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely, it's going to be Holland.
Yeah, Holland's number one, 40%.
Oh, sorry. No, it's going to be Hardy.
Hardy. Yeah, Hardy, 12%. But Holland, in this poll, came out number one.
Of course, because he's really hot and he's with Zendaya and everybody loves them.
I have to pick a Sarah.
Okay.
Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Parker.
Uh-huh.
Geller. Or Highland.
Okay, I have a problem with this already. I don't know where you got this from, but I am offended on behalf of Sarah Paulson. Sarah Paulson is a lesbian. She would not be a choice for you. This should be a question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which one I
would
choose.
Okay, I'm taking Paulson out. So I have...
Take Paulson out.
Jessica Parker. Mm-hmm. Sarah Jessica Parker, which there's no way.
Yeah.
Because she reminds me of you. So
exactly. That's why. Yeah, that would work.
I couldn't do that. So it comes down to Geller.
Michelle Geller.
Or Highland.
I think you're picking... That's tough because Sarah Hyland's adorable. Like, she's definitely your type physically. But Sarah Michelle Gellar, I mean, she's buffy.
I'm going to Hyland 100%. Yeah, she's right. Top three.
Okay, fine.
In my book. Let's see. Yeah. Paulson, number one, 37%.
Well, I don't know who took the poll, but I hope it was. I'm always offended when they throw a lesbian in there and they want men to be like, yeah, I'd fuck her.
Well, I don't think men are picking. I just think people are picking. So it's not saying men have to pick this category. You can pick this category too.
No, but you're having me pick the boys and you pick the girls. Why don't we switch that?
Now you pick the boys. You got to pick the Steve.
No, you pick the Steve.
Okay, Buscemi. Nobody's fucking seen Buscemi.
Nobody's even seen Buscemi's wife is like, oh Jesus Christ, must I?
Harvey, Martin, or Carell.
Oh, you know, I gotta tell you, since I've been watching Only Murders in the Building, I have the hots for Steve Martin.
Steve Martin?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. He's so old, but there's something about him that's kind of like, I don't know. I'm kind of hot for him a little.
But if Buscemi walked in the room and Martin, who are you taking home? You're not going Steve Carell at all?
No, I don't find him attractive. He's goofy. He's too goofy. I feel like sex with him would be just like awkward and weird.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm picking Steve Martin because, I don't know, there's something kind of... First of all, I don't know if you've ever seen Steve Martin in person. He has the most beautiful skin I've ever seen on a human being in my life. His skin is phenomenal. I've never seen skin like this ever. I don't even know how... If there's a possibility that he had a skin transplant, I believe it.
Well, he's a guy that when he walks into the room stops.
Right, exactly. So I want to be the girl on that arm.
Yeah, so... 19%, he's number two behind mm-hmm. Steve Carell, 48%.
Wow.
Poor Buscemi is last place.
Was it 0%?
He got 1,400 votes.
Oh, that's impressive. What, from where? From from friends, from family?
Yeah, from his wife. Okay. You would then pick a Jessica.
Okay.
You great. Have to sleep with a Jessica.
Okay.
Alba.
No.
Chastain, Beale, or Simpson?
Huh. Okay. This is tough. All right. So Jessica Simpson is hot, but she's a little too dumb for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that, no.
If you are sleeping with a girl, does she have to be smart? Or can she just be stupidly hot?
No, see, that's the difference between men and women right there. I'm not just looking just to fuck some girl because she's hot. I want to be able to, like, enjoy my time with her. You know, I want to, like, hang out and have some
What's
to
that
eat
like?
And, well, I'm just saying, like, you know, girls are different with girls. Like, we don't just want to, like, fucking run. So Jessica Simpson, she's way too high maintenance, too complicated. That wouldn't be for me. No. Jessica Biel, not in a million years. She's an anti-vaxxer. She's batshit. No, thank you. Jessica Alba has also been problematic in the past. I don't want to talk about it. You have to Google it yourself. So that leaves me with
Chastain.
And she is fucking hot as hell and brilliant. Yes, Jessica Chastain. You know what? I just feel like fucking Jessica Chastain anyway. I would just fuck her anyway. Over Steve Martin. Over. I mean, really, like, Chris Hemsworth, number one. Jessica Chastain, probably number two.
See, Jessica Alba, though, some movies, she just looks fake. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, you just look at her, and it's not even right how beautiful she is. She's against the law.
She has said some offensive shit in the past. I couldn't get past that. Sorry. No.
You got to pick a Michael.
Okay.
B. Jordan. Keaton. Douglas. Sarah.
Okay. How old is Michael B. Jordan now? He's in his 20s, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like 26, 27. Okay,
because here's the thing. Because the first time I saw Michael B. Jordan, he was super young. And I was like, oh, that's a cute little boy.
He was on The Wire, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. And he was a kid then. So, but now it's fucking hot as hell. So I'm going Michael B. Sorry. I know he's still young, but he's not. It's not illegal. I'm going Michael B. Jordan.
Over Keaton.
Yeah. Michael Keaton's not hot.
Yeah. Big surprise here. B. Jordan, 56%.
Of course. I'm surprised it wasn't 100%.
Poor Michael Douglas, 8%.
No, see, that's the thing. Michael Douglas from Romancing the Stone, maybe. But Michael Douglas now? No, he's like your great-grandpa.
Michael Douglas in The Game?
Oh.
He was very cool in that movie.
He was. So like a young Michael Douglas is the number two on my list, but Michael B. Jordan is just, he's gorgeous. So yes.
All right. Now you have to pick one James.
Okay.
McAvoy.
Marsden.
Marsden. Norton. Or Corden.
Oh, James Corden, no way. No, he's annoying. It's tough. It's for me, it's between Marsden and who's my first choice?
McAvoy.
Oh, McAvoy. James McAvoy's gorgeous. McAvoy.
You're going McAvoy.
Oh, see, yeah, I'm going McAvoy.
Marsden was on Nurse Jackie, right?
Marsden, yeah. He was on, what's he on now? So he's on, he's in Westworld.
Oh, okay. Right
now. Yeah.
So no to Corden and no to Norton.
Right.
All right. Number one, James McAvoy.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just if you look at it, if you Google him, you'll know who he is immediately. He's just so handsome and really charming and really sweet and really like, he's the kind of guy that you're like, I bet I could teach him a few things.
I bet you say that to all the guys.
Can I teach you something, please? I think that's my attraction to Michael B. Jordan. 26?
You have way more experience than him.
That's right. I'm getting my blackboard out. And he'll be like, what's a blackboard?